I want to pray that they open down the gates of righteousness for me. righteousness for you. You pull down the gates of righteousness for you. So we can go in now. I was in Christ, I think he opened now the gates of righteousness for you. He opened now the gates of righteousness for you. He opened now the gates of righteousness for me. So I can go in now. And was in Christ, I think he opened now the gates of righteousness for me. You pull down the gates of righteousness for me, so I can go in now. I want to try the king. You pull down the gates of righteousness for me. Pull down the gates of righteousness for you. You pull down the gates of righteousness for me.
I will enter
God is making a way for every one of you right now by the power of God. He has gone before you to make a way where there's no way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by him. Oh, yes, he's the door, he's the gate. In the name of Jesus Christ, he has given us a breakthrough, giving you a breakthrough, giving every one of these programs, these services. Jesus has given us open doors, open gates, open opportunities, breakthroughs, and breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus, we are breaking through, we are breaking forth to possess our possession. We enter. The gates are open. Yeah, the way is open. The way maker. Oh, Riyabasanda. Thank you, Jesus. There are many people who they can't find a way in life. They turn this way is blockade. They turn this way is blockade. They turn this way is a blockade. They turn this way is a blockade. But God is saying to you tonight that Jesus Christ of Nazareth is your way maker. He's making way for you now where there is no way. He has gone before you opportunity, business opportunity, jobs, some business, finances, some breakthroughs, education, some marriage, some family, home. Yes, better jobs, better business. Yes, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. Yes, receive it. Jesus said to me, I am thy way. I am thy way. I am thy way to God. Jesus say to you, he's the way, he's the way, he's the way to God. Jesus say to me, I am the way, yeah. I am the way, I am the way to God. To you, he's the way, he's the way, he's the way. To God, he's a faith in what he's a way. He's a way. I am the way to God. He's a faith to me. I am the way. I am the way. I am the way to God. He's a faith to what I am the way. I am the way. I am the way to God. Jesus say to you, he's the way. I am the way. I am the way to God. He's the way. He's the way. I am the way to God. Jesus say to me, he's the way. He's the way. I am the way to God. He's the way. He's the way. He's the way to God. He's the way to me. I am the way. I am the way. I am the way to God. Many religions are trying to claim that they are also the way. We have a lot of false religions, false gods. False prophets. False religions. False prophets and false leaders. They say they are also the way. Unto God. They are not the way. There is only one way. There are no two ways. Somebody was trying to say there are too many ways to God. No, there are no many ways. The way, the truth, and the life. It is through Jesus Christ you go to God. It's through Jesus Christ you pray. You pray in the name of Jesus. It's through Jesus Christ you go to heaven. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. That narrow way is Jesus Christ. You pass through the narrow way to the kingdom of God. To follow the narrow way. The narrow way of salvation, the narrow way of deliverance, the narrow way of holiness, the narrow way of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Then he said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Broad way of sin. Broad way of bribery and corruption. Broad way of Satan, broad way, the wages of sin is death. For the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Broad way of prostitution and harlotry. Broad way of homosexuality, gay and lesbian. Broad way that leads to destruction. There is a way that seems right. But it's the way of destruction, that's the word of God. But narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. Don't follow the way that seems right. But the end is destruction. That is not the way. The way seems good. It seems palatable. It seems preventable. And then you go for the broad way of destruction that has no salvation. And no deliverance. Jesus says, follow the narrow way. Only very few people follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. You need to follow the narrow way today. Yeah, you got to make up your mind to follow the narrow way, not the broad way that leads to hellfire, the broad way of destruction, the broad way of Satan and demons. You don't have to follow the broad way. Jesus is the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Only few people are following the narrow way because it's the way of righteousness, the way of holiness, is the way of living right with God, the way of God, the way of Jesus, the way of the Bible, the way to heaven. The narrow way. Jesus is the narrow way. It is the narrow way that you must follow. Apostle Paul said, follow me as I'm following Christ. Because Apostle Paul was following Jesus Christ in the narrow way. That's why Apostle Paul was able to say, follow me as I'm following Christ. If anybody is not following Jesus Christ, don't follow the person. Because the blind cannot lead the blind. The blind, they will lead you to destruction. Blind people cannot lead blind people. All of them will fall into the pit. See? They don't have Jesus Christ. They don't have God. They are not saved. They are not born again. They are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Where are they leading you to? How can blind people lead people? They don't have the light of God in their life. And they say they are leader. Leading who? Who are you leading? No? You know, blind leader, leading people to hellfire. See, Apostle Paul says, follow me as I'm following Jesus Christ. Following Jesus Christ. So you can follow him. If somebody is not following Jesus Christ, you can't follow the person. No. That's blind people leading blind people into hellfire. Those are the broad way. Jesus condemned the broad way that leads to destruction. Then the scripture says there is a way that seems right to live, but it's the way of destruction. Narrow is the way. Jesus is the narrow way that leads to eternal life. When you follow Jesus Christ, you are going to heaven. When you follow Jesus Christ, you are going to God. You are following Jesus Christ, you are going to spend your eternity in the kingdom of God. That kingdom of God is not made and drink. That kingdom of God is not made and drink. For righteousness and peace is not me standing. For righteousness, I'm peace and joy. For righteousness, I'm peace and joy. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink. The righteousness and peace and joy. The righteousness and peace and joy. In the Holy Ghost, 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 in the Holy Ghost. In the mouth of God, if I may can bring. The kingdom of God is of me and drink. For righteousness and peace and joy. For righteousness and peace and joy. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God is of me and drink. Kingdom of God is a meek and drink. The righteousness and peace and God. The righteousness and peace and God. In the Holy Ghost, 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 in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the mouth of God, it's not in the mouth of God, it's not me can bring. For righteousness and peace and joy. For righteousness and peace and joy. In the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Ghost.
Kingdom of God, he taught me to drink.
My righteousness I'm behind God. Righteousness I'm behind God. The Holy
praising God day and night 24/7, 24 and
down before him. See, heaven is where we should be walking toward. That's where we should be thinking about, you know, how we can get to the kingdom of God. That's what should be up about. Aha. See? And you can forsake everything. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his soul? The real thing is you following Jesus Christ, the way unto God, to be with Jesus, to be in heaven, Christ. That is the real thing. That's why we're talking about Jesus, the way maker. That is the way maker. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. Don't try to follow another way. Please. Don't try to follow any other way. So many false religions and false gods, false prophets, false leaders, false religions. They are out there deceiving people. Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God who died for us on Calvary's tree, shed his blood for the remission of our sins. As many I will receive him today, God gave power to become the sons and daughters of God. And when he comes, he's coming to take his own. So we are following him. We are following Christ. We are not following anybody. We are not following any religion. No, all kinds of religion. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the proof that he's the only begotten Son of God. There is no another begotten Son of God. No, never. Prove it that. And God had demonstrated that he is his beloved Son, his own beloved free. So through Jesus Christ, you go to the Father. To heaven. So when you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, confess your sins, repent of your sins, return from your wicked ways. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. And let Jesus come into your heart, to your life. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And some people are following all kinds of religions, all kinds of false gods, false religions, and false prophets, and false leaders, who tell them all kinds of stupid things and foolish things. They are not thinking about heaven. They don't have heaven as their goal. All they think about is just this one. What shall it profit you if it has gained the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? When you meet God, when you meet Jesus, you'll be going to hellfire. In hellfire, you're falling there for billions and billions of years. Bible says the one died not. The snatching of peace. And you remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? Lazarus and the rich man. It's a very interesting story in the Bible. And that is the truth of what is happening. You know, Lazarus, though he was poor, he was serving God and worshiping God and following Jesus. And the rich man will not follow Jesus, will not follow God. The rich man, you know, all he did was to live a righteous life. Was living a righteous life, wayward life. You know, all he did was gather prostitutes and eat and drink and get drunk and sleep with prostitutes and harlots and all those spending and, you know, was living a useless life. And he never wanted to repent. He didn't repent of his sin. While Lazarus well, you know, serving God, even though he was poor, God, and serve God and worship God. Then the Bible says the rich man died, and then Lazarus also died. The rich man, because he didn't serve God, he didn't follow Jesus Christ, didn't receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior, he went to hellfire. Mind you, he didn't go to hell because he was rich. That's not the truth. The truth is that he never gave his life to Jesus Christ. There are rich people who went to heaven, people like Abraham, Job, and all the rest of them, they went to heaven to be with God. So that is not it. The truth is that he never wanted to repent. He lived a wayward life all his life. And so it says that the rich man died, and Satan and his demons grabbed him, grabbed his soul, his spirit, and took him into the lake of fire and dropped him there. So that's where he belonged. Was following the devil, wasn't following Jesus Christ. So he wasn't following the narrow way that leads to eternal life. And then the Bible says that Lazarus also died. And when he died, the angels came from heaven and took his spirit and soul and took him up to heaven, Abraham's bosom. He was in heaven with God, just enjoying life and worshiping God and praising God, glorifying God. Follow Jesus, follow the narrow way. Now the narrow way has taken him into heaven. And now he's in heaven. Lazarus was in heaven. The rich man was in hellfire. And the Bible says that the rich man lifted up his eyes and he saw Lazarus in heaven. And so he was crying out, "Oh, Lazarus, you know, you are my friend when we were on earth. Oh, Lazarus. Can you just cut me by dipping your finger into the water and just put a drop of water into my mouth? I'll be all right with that." That sent him something in hellfire. A drop of water. Lazarus, to get a drop of water for you. What will a drop of water do for you? A drop of water. That tells you how people are suffering in hellfire. The worms died now. You know, Satan and his demons are tormenting them in hellfire. Is that where you want to go? You know, that tells you how they are suffering. Now, here is a bottle of water. Man in hellfire was not asking for a bottle of water. He was asking Lazarus to dip his finger in the water and bring him just a drop of water. That tells you how much he's suffering. Now, this is a bottle of water. This is not even going to be enough for me today. The rich man could not get a bottle of water. So he was in hellfire, burning in hellfire, and he was telling Lazarus to dip his hand in the water and bring him just a drop. A drop of water is not going to help you. That is not going to help you. And he didn't stop there. He went ahead to tell, he said, "Lazarus, you also sent the promise to go back to the earth and tell my people to repent so that they won't come to this hellfire where I am." Lazarus, he was sending Lazarus message. He didn't know that Lazarus was now, you know, in the hands of Jesus Christ, in the bosom of Abraham. He was already in heaven. You know, you are sending him, come and he will be sending Lazarus message at this time. He has sending Lazarus. Lazarus is in heaven already. He's not going to come around and run around for you. No, he's not going to do that. And so the rich man, he was telling Lazarus to send people to the earth to go and preach to them. Now you want to send people to the earth to go and preach to your people. All this while you are living a righteous life, you refuse to repent. It's too late to cry when the head is chopped off. It's too late to cry when the head is already chopped off. The worst thing, the worst thing that will happen to anybody, follow Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God. You follow devil, follow demon, follow witches, follow any, follow things, follow all the evil ways that lead to destruction, the ways of cement rise, the broad ways, you follow them, and you are in hellfire like a rich man. Lazarus followed the narrow way, the way of Jesus Christ, the way of God. Follow the narrow way into the kingdom of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except Lazarus follow the narrow way. Follow Jesus into the kingdom of God. And he paid up. Paid up. A lot of people don't want to follow Jesus Christ. They want to follow all kinds of false religions, false gods, false leaders. He said there are all kinds of fables, things that are not real, things that are not true. Leading them astray, leading them away from the way of righteousness and truth. A glorious morning. Oh, a glorious morning. When they sing, what a glorious morning. What a glorious morning. What a glorious morning. When they sing, what a glorious morning. What a glorious morning. What a glorious morning. When they sing, what a glorious morning. What a glorious morning. When they sing, when they say so, when they sing, so mountainy, so mountainy. When they say so mountainy, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they sing, so mountainy. When they sing, when they sing, so mountainy, so mountainy. When they sing, go mountaining, but I want to be in that number. When they sing, go mountaining, I will be there, I will be there, will you be there, will you be there. When they sing, go mountaining, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they sing to my feeling, oh, when they sing, so when they sing, so my feeling, so my feeling. When they sing, so my feeling, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they sing to my feeling, I will be there, I will be there, will you? Will you be there? When they say, go mountainy, Lord, I want in that number. When they say, go mountainy, when they say, go mountainy, when they say, go mountainy, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they sing to my feeling, I will be there, I will be there. Will you be there, will you be there? When they sing to my feeling, Lord, I want to be in that number. When they sing to my feeling, there. The saints go marching in. Will you be there? There was a testimony of a believer who had an experience where his spirit left his body and he went into the heavens. And when he got to heaven's gate, the lineup and what we'll be hearing depart. Proceed. The angel will tell you depart or proceed. When the angel says depart, a wind will pick you and throw you into the lake of fire. And when the angel says proceed, the gate of heaven will open and you will pass through into heaven. So when he got to the gates of heaven, he told to go back to the earth, and his work has not finished. God just allowed you to see the go back to the earth and preach salvation through Jesus Christ. So his spirit went back into his body and he woke up. It was the greatest spirit. You know, in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, he will say to the people, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. That thing is very real. Matthew chapter 25, Jesus said, I will say to some people, depart, ye workers of iniquity. I know you not. But they will say, but we have religious, but we form churches, but we preach, but we are Christians, we go to church, we did this, we did that. Jesus said, I know you not, ye workers, very real. So these brothers, when he got to heaven, he got to the gates of heaven. At the entrance of heaven, there were two angels. The book will be opened, whose name was not found in the book of life, will be told, he passed, ye workers of iniquity. So he got to heaven's gate, and he was told to go back to the earth and finish his work. He hasn't finished his work on earth. God just allowed you to see this, go back and preach to the people to repent. So when we get to heaven's gate, there will be two angels, and the book will be opened. And the Bible says, whose name will not be found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire. And the brother said that right before his eyes, some people were told, depart. And as soon as the angel said, depart, a wind will pick the person and throw the person into the lake of fire. Then another person came to that same gate. The angel saw the name written in the book of life. Then the angel said, proceed. When the angel said, proceed, the gate of heaven opened. The person went through into the kingdom of God. And as he was describing it, I knew he was saying the truth. Yes, that was a lot of people have had experiences. You know, not to talk about people like John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, John Wesley. He also had an experience where he was translated into the heavenly. Apostle Paul had the same experience too. Apostle Paul, he had the same experience too. He was translated into the heavenly, in the spirit. His body was here, but spirit left his body and went into the heavens. And when John Wesley got into heaven. The angel was conducting him. An angel was assigned to conduct John Wesley around heaven. So the angel was taking John Wesley around heaven, and he was seeing beautiful heaven, and he was seeing beautiful heaven, golden gate, the streets of gold, as it is described in the book of Revelation. Yeah, everything is described there. There is no night there. There is no day. It's the brightness of God's glory. You don't have to walk 24/7 to make a leap. God has already provided. Everything is there. That's not a place you must meet. If you miss heaven, you have missed everything. You just say, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? How shall we escape? So John Wesley was in heaven being conducted around, and he saw a crowd of people. John Wesley, he saw a crowd of people worshiping God. They were worshiping God in heaven. And so John Wesley asked the angel, who are these people in heaven worshiping God? John Wesley, he asked the angel, say, who are all these people in heaven worshiping God and praising God? They are happy, they are glorifying God, and everything is all right with them. Who are all these people in heaven? Are they Baptist church? The angel said no. Are they Pentecostal church? The angel said no. Are they Assemblies of God church? The angel said no. Are they Charismatic church? The angel said no. Who are all these people in heaven praising God and worshiping God and glorifying God? Who are all these people? Then he named all the churches. The angel said, the people that they are seeing here, there are nobody of any church here. There's no church here. John Wesley, he went to heaven to go and look for church. He thought there are churches. He thought there are churches in heaven. Then he asked the angel, are they the Methodist church that I founded? All the people that are worshiping God in heaven, are they the Methodist church that I founded? The angel said, no. All the people in heaven that are worshiping God, they are not any church. John Wesley. Because before now, John Wesley, he was preaching that you will come to heaven through the Methodist church. That was what John Wesley was preaching before that thing happened. John Wesley used to preach that you come through the Methodist church to go to heaven. That was his theology. That was his preaching. But when he saw heaven and the people he saw there, not any church. These are people who are in Christ and Christ is in them. The angel now told John Wesley, this is the reason God brought you here. God brought you to heaven to see that it is not church that saves. It is not here in heaven. It's not about church. No. It's about those who have received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Those who have repented. Those who have turned away from their sins and evil ways. Those who have confessed and turned. Those who are following Jesus Christ in narrow way. Those who are crucified in flesh and in walk in the spirit. Those who are born again, except a man be born again of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God, because that's what happened in John chapter 3 when Jesus met Nicodemus. Nicodemus, you are a religious leader. Have you been born again? Jesus said, John chapter 3, except a man be born again of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. John chapter 3. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, religious leader of those days. It's not about religious leader or no religious leader. It's about being born again. Jesus said, John chapter 10, except ye be born again of water of the Spirit, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It was more of a surprise. And Jesus explained to him what it meant to be born again. Nicodemus repented and accepted Jesus Christ. Nicodemus got saved, born again. So John Wesley, this is the reason God brought you here, to come and see that it is not churches that are here in heaven. In heaven here, there are no churches here. In heaven here is about Jesus Christ, it's about God, it's about the Holy Spirit, it's about people worshiping God, it's about people who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb of God. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That is why they are here. Whether one church is there, the other church is not there, it's the church. What are you even carrying churches? You want to go and call some people in heaven with your churches? The churches that are on earth, are they not fighting themselves now? They are fighting themselves. This church is preached against this church. The other church preached against this church. This preacher is against this preacher. The other preacher is against this preacher. Is that not what is happening now? You want to carry this to heaven again? My friend, go and sit down. Carry your church. Go where it be good. There's no church in heaven. Please, stop. Stop all this nonsense. There are no churches in heaven. Please. Now, John Wesley, go back to the earth and tell the people to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior for them to be saved. Stop telling them that they come through Methodist Church to heaven. No, nobody goes to heaven through a church building. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Christ. So the angel told John Wesley, this is the reason why God brought you here. The angel told John Wesley. John Wesley, thank you for coming. This is the reason why God brought you here. This is the reason. Whereas he thought that the churches are here in heaven, God wants to let you know that through Jesus Christ, we are saved. We are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is no other name mentioned under heaven whereby men could be saved except through Jesus Christ. Salvation is not through anybody else. Salvation is not through anything else. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Jesus Christ, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for us, that we, through his righteousness, will become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So he has paved the way for us to go into the kingdom. John Wesley, you have learned your lesson. Now go back to the earth and tell them to repent and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Go back now. That was the lesson John Wesley learned. It was very interesting, see? And a lot of people are still thinking like that today. They still don't have a true idea of what salvation is. There's no other name mentioned amongst men under heaven by which we saved, except through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, whom God sent. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. He came into this world not to condemn, but to save. That is for God. John Wesley, go back to the earth and tell them to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Let them get born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit and let them come to heaven. Stop telling them that they have to come through Methodist Church to come to heaven. There is nobody else who can save people. Nobody else is going to save anybody. The only begotten Son of God has come to save that which was lost. So there is no other name mentioned amongst men whereby we could be saved except through the name Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. That's the only name that gives us salvation. That name, that wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. That wonderful name, Jesus. There is no other name I know. Wonderful name, Jesus. Oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, oh, that wonderful name. Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, oh, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. Heaven should be our goal. Heaven should be our goal. Yes, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God and his righteousness. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. Seek ye first thy kingdom of God. Every other thing shall be added unto you. Hallelujah. 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 thank you, Jesus. Right now, we are over 27,000 people in this service. We are over 27,000 people right now in this service, showing here in the computer. Showing here. And I want to tell you, you are in the right place, because heaven should be our goal. We should be thinking about heaven and follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. There's no other way through which we can be saved, through Jesus Christ. Please, don't follow the broad way. Don't follow Satan. Don't follow the devil. Don't follow the way that seemeth right unto a man, but his destruction. Don't follow this way. You need to follow the narrow way that leads to eternal life. Pray a little. We're going to pray a little bit. Because this topic calls for serious prayer. It calls for serious prayer. And if you think that there is no heaven and hell, on the last day, you'll be very surprised. Because you are either going this way or going this way. Where will you spend your eternity? It's very, very important. A lot of people don't know where they are going to. They are just floating. Just floating around. They have no idea where they are going to spend their eternity. And it's a very serious matter. If you don't know where you are going to spend your eternity, it's a very serious matter. Yes, we're going to pray right now. We're going to pray. God, help me not to miss you. Help me not to miss heaven. Help me that when I leave this earth, I'm coming to be with you, Lord Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by you. Help me to come through you, Lord Jesus, into the kingdom of God. Yes, everyone begin to pray right now. Yes, let Jesus come into your heart, into your life. Make him your Lord tonight. Let Jesus be your Savior and your personal Lord. Let Jesus be your Redeemer. Open your heart. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Yes. Confess your sins. Repent. And turn from your wicked ways. You will have eternal life. What shall it profit you? You shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. Now is the day of salvation. Today is the day of salvation. Yes, Lord Jesus, come into our life. Let Jesus dwell in you. Let Christ dwell in you richly. Yes, let Jesus dwell in you. I am going, yes, I am. Going with Jesus today. I am going above that shadow into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I am going higher someday. I am going higher, yes I am. Going with Jesus today. I am going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the presence of Jesus. I am going, I am something. I am. Going with Jesus today. I am going above the shadow into the presence of God. I am going higher someday. Hallelujah.
On the earth.